Yes. Well, this is our usual light call, and Phil's quite right. We're kind of thin on the ground, and there's not a lot on the agenda, especially if Becky's not here to make her point on 3.4. So, I mean, we can basically go over the meeting notes from the last meeting quickly, and if we don't have anything else major, then I think our emergency substitute chair, Cheryl, can ask if people want to call it a day.
Thank you for that information, Bernie. Eberhard, go ahead.
Can we take a roll call?
I can do a roll call for you if you want.
Just a head count, you mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes,
I'm waiting for the order. I'm ready.
Go ahead, Christina. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. From the CCNSO, we have Hugo Akiri, Eberhard Lisse, Catherine Reynolds, Nigel Roberts, Bill Semick. From liaisons, Cheryl Langdon Orr. And from staff support and special advisors, we have Bart Boswinkle, Kim Davies, Christina Nordstrom, and Bernie Turcoff. And apologies from Martin Boyle, Patricia Poblete, and Carlos Aguirre, and Keith Davidson.
I'm surprised we didn't hear from Becky.
Thank you, Christina. Well, if Becky's not here, I'm sure there are extraordinary circumstances. Let's proceed with the hope that Becky or some others may join us in the next couple of minutes of the call. And I'll ask Bernard to lead us through the meeting notes and review part. Over to you, Bernie.
Thank you, ma'am. First of all, apologies about having the attendees twice. I didn't quite notice that. That's been already corrected. Basically, meeting notes for the previous meeting, which was 12 January, were accepted with the minor amendments that were discussed on the call. Consent review of GAC input into the consultation of the final report. I thought it was one of those moments that it was fairly useful to go into more details versus our usual very light notes. So I did my best to summarize people's points, and when given we have transcripts now, when people were making what I felt was a good point succinctly, I cut and pasted right in. So I'll just run through the whole thing, and we'll get back to Section 3. Significantly interested parties, public consultation. Bart advised it should be up next week. Revocation, review of email discussion, and I think we ended up saying that we would try to have some more email discussions, which I guess we did for a few emails prior to this call. So that's the lay of the land for these meeting notes. And I'll be glad to take questions or comments at this point, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Bernie. Were you not going to take us back to Section 3, or did you just want to open a separate conversation for anything?
As I pointed out, Section 3 is, I tried to include quite a bit of detail, and I don't think there's any comments on points 1 or 2, so starting at point 3, I'll be glad to take questions or comments if there are any.
Thank you, Bernie. Looking for any hands in the Adobe Connect room, or if you're not just on the audio, make yourself known if you'd like to raise any questions, points, or comments on the meeting notes. Seeing none. Elle, did I see you want to say? I thought I saw the slight sound that happens out of the microphone. Eberhard, did you want to raise any issue?
No, I just muted myself when I noticed that there is some transmission going on.
Thank you very much. That's just to make me feel even worse about me thinking I was on mute when I wasn't earlier. Okay, thank you very much for that, Bernie. Appreciate that. Is there any other administrivia we need to go through then?
No, just unless people would speak up, you basically call that the meeting notes be accepted as is. And after that, we can ask people if there's any other business.
Terrific. Okay, well, with noting that the duplication of attendees has already been recognised and fixed, I would like to call for anyone who objects or wishes to make a comment. Hang on, I see you. Everhart, go ahead.
We should post this meeting notes to the mailing list, or has it been posted already? Because we are so few today that I don't think we should proceed much further than that, and everybody should have a look at the meeting notes, so I don't see anything of issue.
Yes, it was sent out with the agenda, Al.
Everhart, that's where the duplicate is in the attendees. It's duplicated in the one that was sent to the list and not duplicated in the one you're seeing here. Had your hand still raised?
Putting it and admitting it on the screen.
Not at all. Your hand still raised? Okay, under those circumstances, Everhart's raised a very valid point about the low number of attendees. These are not particularly content.
Trying to lower it.
There we are, it seems to have happened now. Thank you, Everhart. These aren't, as you said, particularly contentious meeting notes. We do have no quorum that I am aware of requirements for these calls, so it may be appropriate for the record of this meeting to show that these meeting minutes were read and received by those in the call and will be confirmed if formal confirmation is required at our next call. How does that sit with everyone? Seeing no objections, hearing no yelling and screaming, I think we can take that as read, that the record will show that these meeting notes were read and received, and minor amendment of duplication of attendees has been recognised, and that if formal recognition of these meeting notes is required, it will be handled in the business of the following agenda. Yes, Everhart. Okay. In that case, we see our...
No, there is a significant time lag. There is a time lag or something.
Okay. Go ahead, Everhart. You have the microphone.
Is it... haven't really got anything to say. It's the Adobe Connect being a little...
Okay, so noted, although I'm not sure we can do very much about this. And at this point we are moving to the part where we will probably call this meeting to a halt unless we hear any objections.
But I'm following.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, I see six participants, which means we've actually dropped, I think, one of those who were read the record in the roll call since Christina read that particular listing. It is, I think, appropriate that with such a small number we do not move on to new business. We certainly would need Becky to lead us through the aspects of the discussions that were on the list that she wanted to raise, at which point I would move to the assembled work group members that this meeting, after a call for any other business, be adjourned. So if you would like to consider, if you're in the Adobe Connect room, finding the red cross or the green tick, and I'll ask you to use those shortly as a voting tool. Before we go to that, however, I see Bill Fenwick, and then I want to call for any other business. Go ahead, Bill.
Actually, I was looking for the tick, and I ended up with the hand, so just get rid of that.
I'll accept a hand as a yes vote, just for the moment.
Yes.
I'll call for any other business. Is there any other business? This would be a raise your hand if you have any other business. Seeing no one in the Adobe Connect.
Cheryl, this is Bart. Just for the group, this is small. Just a small point. The SIP interim report is up for public comment, so maybe you're aware of it, but I think it was posted late last week, and we're working on finalizing the consent. Final report.
Excellent, Bart. Thank you. And I certainly know that I've pushed that to my community, and I assume that it has been sent as a push to the CCNSO, and
yep.
I trust the GAC as well. But perhaps it might be worthwhile just following up that the GAC is aware of that. And I assume that's something, Bernie, you and Bart could follow up on if Keith is unable to. With that piece of any other business completed, I'm now going to call for you to vote yes, if you agree, to the closing of this meeting and the reconvening at our normal next scheduled meeting time. All other activities will be conducted by discussion on lift. I see green tick. No red. I'm actually going to vote myself because I think it's a good idea. Catherine, I don't see you. You're in agreement. Even if you're not in agreement, Catherine, I think we all out... Okay, I assume, Catherine, yes, we've certainly got a hand up by Catherine. Is that a yes vote? I said I'd take a hand up as a yes vote. Catherine, please confirm.
Yes, I'm sorry I can't find the tick, so I do vote yes, and I had to do it old school. Sorry about that.
Well, trust me, I have no problem with old school.
Okay.
At which point, 18 minutes past the top of the hour UTC, I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining today's call. Ask if Bart, you could contact Keith and let him know that damned Australian has shut it all down.
Yep.
And look forward to talking to all of you at our next scheduled call. Thank you one and all. Bye now.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.